the bottom of your Gimel Amud Beis. Omer Rav Yitzel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Shmuel. Halachik Rav Yosef Ben Kippur, Omer Mishum Rav Shem Mishazuri. That, Lechara, that if you can take all the tvua, mix it together, and you'll get a representative percentage in what you take off Meiser. Omer says, Maskik Lor Vzeira. Umi Omer Shmuel Hachi. Omer Shmuel, Lechol Ein Bila, Chutz V'yayin V'shemen. Shmuel doesn't hold a bila by solid things, only by liquids. Shaila, whether things that are finely ground have a din like liquid, like flour, and not things that are separate separate pieces. There could be, we say, don't ain bila, but if you hold by yayin v'shemen, then it could be even by flour or something like that, we say yesh bila. In any case, he doesn't hold it by grain. So how could you say the halacha, how could Shmuel say the halacha is like Rav Shem Shazuri when Shmuel said the Farish, ain bila, by solid things? Where it says, Yishtamit say, Hada Omer Shmuel, Hakol Alech HaKogmar Pri. The halacha is like Shmuel, like Rav Shem Shazuri, not for his reason. Now, Rav Shem Shazuri holds that you put it all together and you take one Meiser because you have a representative percentage. But Shmuel holds you can put it all together and take Meiser from the things that were mashrish before Rosh Hashanah and after, because the Meiser doesn't go after the Hashrasha, it goes after the Gemar Pri. And since the Gemar Pri was all the same after Rosh Hashanah, it's all one Meiser. So merely you can all put it all together and take off one Meiser. But not the reason that Rav Shimon Shazuri said, but the Halach is like him, that you can take off one Meiser. Rashi. Ein bila, ein somchim alkach. We're not somech that when it mixes together, you get a proportionate amount from everything you take out. Sheish lomer lom yovul yofe, v'rubo shol maisem en achodesh shol rubo en ayoshen. That it didn't mix well, and you're not getting a proportionate representation. Chutz miyayin v'shem, and except for liquids. Hama'arev yayin chodesh im hayoshen, o shemen chodesh im hayoshen, torim u'maisri menu. By liquids, you can take off and you'll get a representative representation because liquids mix completely proportionately. And Tosfos points out it's not just yayin and shemen, any liquid. Water, too, if in the halachas are nogea to water. The yesh b'maiser shneim kifi acheshven, shedover lach nivul yotha. Liquids mix completely. Avo yodesh en somchem bol al bila. Rabzeira forgot when he asked his kasha that Shmuel held that by these kinds of things we don't go after what's it called hashrasha, but we go after gemar pri. The suam minin e ashma inu hakol holich achar gemar pri have a mina filu tvuv zaysim nami. Kamash melon hakol Rav Shem Shazuri my the pligi. Then where does it explain why he said the halach is like Rav Shem Shazuri? She should have said, the halach is you go after Gemar Pri. The bitfu of azeisim lo pligate, below azlinabu basar Gemar Pri. Right? The Maisi only goes basar Gemar Pri by what's it called, by pul hamitzri and things that are, what's it called, kitnius, but not by zeisim and tvua. Avo b'mina kitnius pligate, Rav Shimon also basar hashrasha, v'rabban and lo azli. By kidneys, that's where they argue. Reb Shimon Shazuri holds you go after Hashrasha, and the Rabbanan holds you go after Lakita. Lamadnu da Ashkav Shmuel tanned lo ozu basar Hashrasha be kidneys el acher Gemar Pri. And Tosfos points out Gemar Pri is Lakita, because usually it's gathered when it's finished, and it really goes after by all your rakos when it's finished, not when you actually harvest it. The Aleh Somich Lefluge Aleh Reb Shimon Shazuri. The olei hodem asnisen the sanin leel haoris vadochen vapargin vasumsemin seishrishu. Ani lo yodati manhu hahutana. I don't know who that tana is, but the maisa, that's what the Gemara is saying. That Shmuel holds that you don't go after hashrasha when it comes to kidneys, but you go after lakita. Ishtamite or not lakita, Gemar Pri. Ishtamite Rav Zeira Hodam Rishmuel Akol Alech Gemar Pri. V'af HaKitnios Lo Holchu Ben Achrach Hashrasha. Even Kitnios don't go after Hashrasha to determine when the year of Meiser is. V'chi Omer Shmuel Halach Rav Shimon Shazuri Lo Mitamei Komer. when Shmuel said that Allah is like the Shemesh Azuri, that you can take it all, put it in one pile, and take off nicer from it, it's not because part of it's from before Rosh Hashanah and part's after, and you get a representative amount, but the reason is because it's all from 1 year, because it all had its Gemar Pri after Rosh Hashanah. Lo mitamei kemar, deal with Shemesh Azuri, tam mishum bila. The time of the Shmuel Mishum, the Kuvei Chodeshu, Shigod v'Nigmar Ach Rosh Hashanah. It all finished after Rosh Hashanah. So it's all from the same year. That's why Shmuel holds you can take it all together. Utrich, you need all these psokim. The Iashmin Halacha Grav Shemesh Azuri. If Shmuel only said the Halacha is like Shemesh Azuri, Havi Amina Mishum, the Gesovri Yesh Bila. I would think he says it for the same reason that Rosh Hashanah said it. Really, you go after Hashrasha, and these things are from 2 years, but Yesh Bila. And that's why it's good. That's why you can take one Maisa. Kamash Malon, the Chol ain't Bila. Therefore, Shmuel had to say his halacha that Bila only applies by liquids, not by solids. So you'll know he doesn't hold like Rosh Hashanah by solids. The Iashmin, the Chol ain't Bila, if he only said that halacha, the Chol ain't Bila, Havi Amina Karabon and Sfirale. I might think he holds it to Rabbanan that you go after Hashrasha, not after Gemar Pri. And therefore, it won't work to take off one Meiser from this whole mixture. Kamash Malon Halacha Kriv Shemesh Azuri, that you could take off one Meiser, but not for the reason that he said, but because you go after the Gemar Pri. The Yashmin and Hani Tart, if you only knew these two things, Havi Amina Kashi and Shmuel and Shmuel, I would say it's a Kasha, how could Shmuel say the Halacha Kriv Shemesh Azuri, when Shmuel said, Ein Bila, so I need to tell, Kamash Malon, I call Halachach and Gemar Pri. Therefore, I need what Shmuel said, that everything goes after when it's finished. And therefore, it's all 1 year. The E, Ashmin, and Hakol Halachach and Gemar Pri, Havi Amina Fiul Tzbu of Azesim. If I only knew that Shmuel said, you go after the Gemar Pri, I would say that's even by Tzbu and Zesim. You don't go after a Shlish, but you go after Gemar Pri. Kamash Malon, Halachach and Shem Azuri. That's why he said, Halachach and Shem Azuri, that only in what Rosh Hashanah argues do I hold you go after Gemar Pri. He's only arguing by Kitnius. So that's where I said you go after Gemar Pri, but not by Tfu and Zaysin. But my depolik, Lashmin and Hani Tarte, Lecholein Bila, Lomali, Lechora, let's just tell me these two things, Halachas like Rosh Hashanah, and that what's it called, HaKol Halacha Gemar Pri. And I'll know the reason why Shmuel said the Halacha is like Rosh Hashanah is not because of his reason, because it's HaKol. Why do I need the Shmuel's Halacha of Ein Bila except by Shemen V'Yayin? HaKamash Malon V'Yayin V'Shemen Yesh Bila. To tell me the Chiddush that even though Shmuel holds Ein Bila, that's only by solids, not by liquids. Rashi. U'Tzrich Ehani Klas to Shmuel. You need all three members of Shmuel. Halacha Rosh Hashanah, Ulechol ein bila, v'hakol helechachar gemar pri. You need all three of them, because if you only had any two of them, you either wouldn't know something or you'd make a mistake. Krabon and sfirale, v'ein tar mimenu, v'ein lo takon lechodesh v'yoshin sinisarvu, elin kein tar min olami makamach, l'fichesh man mechodesh alachodesh v'yoshin alayoshin. I might think he holds like the Rabbanan, that it goes after Hashrasha, and he doesn't hold the bila, so maybe there's no takon except to separate it, and take the Meiser from the Chodesh on the Chodesh and the Yoshin on the Yoshin. Kamash Malon, no. Since it goes after the Gemar Pri, you don't have to separate them. They're all Chodesh. And you can take them all from this coming year. You can put them all together. Kash and Shmuel. Shmuel, if I only heard the Halacha is like a Shemesh Azuri, and I heard that Shmuel said Ein Bila, I would say it's a Kash on Shmuel. Shmuel contradicts himself. Here he says Yesh Bila, like from Shemesh Azuri. Here he says Ein Bila. Hachomer Shmuel Halacha Krib Shimon, the Yesh Bila, the Hachomer Ein Bila. Kamash Malon HaKol Holech, that's why we need the one to say that everything goes after the Gemar Pri, that he's passing like Rav Shimon Shazuri, not because of Bila, because he holds it, it's all 1 year. L'meimra de Kulei Chodeshu, V'alach HaKrib Shimon V'lav Mitanei. B'may de Polik, if I didn't know that he held the Halach HaZag Rav Shimon Shazuri, I would say that he always goes after Gemar Pri, even by Tvu and Zaysin, not only by Kitnias. B'minei Kitnias, Omer Shmuel de Ma'arvin, and Ishrashim Tnei Rosh Hashanah bin Ishrashim Lach Rosh Hashanah. The Yoiv time of the Milsay Mishum the Holkin Bohen Achar Gemar Pri. Aval Tvu of Azesim Achar Shlish. So therefore he said, I'm only saying this where Rav Shimon Shazuri says his din. And I say the same din, but for a different reason. But in other things, not kidneys, I don't hold that it goes after Gemar Pri. The Lishmoyin Hanitarki, just tell me that he goes after Gemar Pri, and he passed him like Rav Shimon Shazuri. I'll know it's not for his reason, it's for a different reason. Why does he have to tell me Ein Bila? With the Omer Shmuel, HaKol HaLacha Gemar Pri, Hashminin, the Haide Komer HaLacha Krib Shimon, La Mishum Bila, La Mishum Dekulei Chodesh, of a Bila Lesley. I would know he doesn't hold a Bila. So why do I need the Memra of Ein Bila except by Shemin V'yayin? Ti Yisle Bila, Amai Hashminin, HaKol HaLacha Gemar Pri. So that has to tell me, the other Chiddush, that there is Bila by Yayin and Shemin. Okay. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, right? When you gather in from your Gorin and your Yekev, Ma Gorin the Yekev, Miuchadim, Shigdelin on Neshon HaShavra, why by Gorin Yekev do we go after when it grew a third? Because whenever it grew a third, it grew on the rainfall of that year that it grew a third. The Misas from the Shon HaShavra. Therefore, the Meiser goes after the year that it grew a third, because in order to grow a third, it had to grow from the rains of that year. In other words, Tishrei Tavshin Samach Tes. Something that grew a third before Tishrei grew from last year's rains. So, therefore, the Meiser year is Tavshin Samach Tes. Okay. But if it didn't grow a third till after Tishrei, then it didn't grow from last year's rains, it grew from this year's rains. So whichever year it grew from those rains, that's the year that you take off Maisa. So too, Afkol, Shigdelim, Almei, Shana, Shavra, anything that grows from the previous year's rain, the Maisa is for that year. Misasrim, Shana, Shavra. What's that exclude? Yatsi, Yorakos, Shigdelim, Almei, Shana, Haba, Misasrim, Shana, Haba. That excludes Yerakos that don't grow from, they don't grow from rains from before. They grow constantly. They're constantly growing. So they're constantly growing from the present rain. Therefore, you go after Lakita. Whenever you gather it, that's the year of Nisan, because it grew from the rain from that day, or for whatever, the nearest rain. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a different shot. Ba'as b'cha migarn cha mikdecha, Ma Gorin the Yekev miuchadim shigdelim al rov mayim. Gorin and Yekev goes after a third because they grow on what's it called, on water, both rainwater and what's it called, and irrigation. Afkol shigdelim, shal rov mayim. They grow on rainwater only. They only grow on rainwater. So the rains of the previous year made it grow a third. Anything that grows totally on rainwater is of the year that it, what's it called, the previous year, when it grew a third or whatever. Yotzu, but Yorakos are different. Yorakos, you need to constantly irrigate artificially. So they're constantly growing on the water that you irrigated them now. So the Meiser is now, not from what came before. Rashi, ba'as b'cha migorn cha mikdecha, mikan samchu chachamin l'kbo hazman ma'isur yerek de divrei machar l'kita. Since ma'isur is only, yerek is only the Rabbanan, all these psukim are asmachtas. Right? Tosha says it could be that it's l'gabe shvius, that it's what's it called, d'oraisa, that you need the pasuk. But for ma'isur, you don't need the pasuk. Ma'isur, it's an asmachta. So why did the Rabbanan distinguish between vegetables where you go after when it was finished or gathered and other things when it grew a third? Everything that when you go after a third should be similar to Gorin and Yekev, okay, to Tvua and what's it called, and Anovim. Why? Because you go after the year that the rains of that year made it grow. So if it grew a third in that year, the rains of that year made it grow a third. What's called growing? A third. Why? Once it grows a third, you can harvest it, and it'll be fine b'dochek. You know, b'dieved, you can harvest it after a third. Won't be fine, it won't be the best product, but it's harvestable after a third. So that's called the year that it grew. What did it grow on? The rains of that year. The mela, the meiser is from that year. Afkol, and even though it grows two-thirds in the next year, but the ikker growth of the third was from the rains of last year. Afkol, lekach hochu be'ilan achar chanotah. So to anything similar to that, you go after the when that growth was caused by the rains of the year that's meiser. Therefore, fruit of a tree, you go after chanotah. She called gedilas peirosav al yedei shalos shraf ha'ilan lefnei chanotahu. Because the growth of that fruit is determined by the sap that's in the tree, right, when the time it blossoms. All the growth comes from that sap. When does that sap come from? The rains of the that year. So that's the year of Meiser. Even though the fruit didn't come out till the next year, but it was caused to grow by the sap that was caused by the rains of the previous year. What's not included? Yotzi Yerakos, Shigdeilim Amei Shona Abba. Because vegetables don't grow from the previous year's rain. They're growing constantly because of the rain, the water or the rain that's irrigating it now. Shari goes in also, because you could cut it and it'll grow again. So it's not a one-time thing that causes its growth. Right? The fruit, if you pull it off, it's not going to grow. It's finished. But if you cut a yerek, it'll continue growing. So it's constant growth. It's not at one point something is koveya, it's growth from that point on. And now it happens memela because of the rains of the previous year. It's an ongoing thing. So whenever you harvest it, that's the year of the meiser. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's a different thing. What's it called? Tvua. And anavim grow on rainwater only. So therefore the rains of the previous year are what's significant. But vegetables grow on all irrigation, not only rainwater, artificial irrigation too. And therefore it's not growing because of the rains of the previous year, it's growing because of the irrigation you give it today. And therefore the meiser is whenever you'll gather it, that's when the meiser is. Rov mayim hei megisham. Rov mayim means rainwater. Sherov zarum gedelim al yodim. Most things grow with rainwater. That's why it's called rov mayim. Al kol mayim af al sheuvim. And things that grow al kol mayim means even irrigation. Shedolin umashkin osam tomid kinyin shenemra vishkisa baraglecha kagana yorim. It says in the Torah that in Mitzrayim you had the Nile where you could irrigate your crops like vegetable patch. So vegetables need irrigation. Stam gan hayerek darko bashka. Okay. So what's my binayu? So what's the difference whether the reason we go after by tfua and anovin? We go by the rains of the previous year because it grew from those rains, or because it grows on rainwater alone. Masha'en ken yirakos grow on irrigation, and they don't grow from the previous year's rains. They grow from whatever's happening now. What's the difference between them? My binayu, omravavo, bitsolim hasorisin, uful hamitzri ikabinayu. These two things that are what's it called, bitsolim hasorisin and pul hamitzri, will be the nafkamina. Whether you go after shlish or you go after lakita. Why? Disnan. These things, sometimes you don't irrigate them. You stop irrigating them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So they're finished. Okay? Misasrim l'shavar. Umutarim b'shvius. So their meiser is from the year before Rosh Hashanah. Even though you gathered them after Rosh Hashanah, they go back on the previous year. Because obviously they grew from the irrigation of the previous year, because you stopped watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So they didn't grow from water that you had after Rosh Hashanah. They grew from what they stopped growing already. They stopped irrigating them from 30 days before. And they're mutter b'shvius if the, what's it called, the year after Rosh Hashanah is shvius. Imlav asurim b'shvius u'mesas b'shanah abo. And if you didn't stop watering them 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then they're counted from when Lakita, from when you gather them. Rashi says two l'shonos, which one will hold like Rabbi Akiva and which one not. See you in one second. B'tzolim asrisim tzipuli b'lazd, onions. She'ein nasim gedolim kishar b'tzol. They never get big. They're small onions. Uful ha-mitzri shezor li-yerek. And pul ha-mitzri, which you planted for the greenery, not for the seeds. Dizor li-zera kitnisu. Because like we said before, if you plant it for the seeds, either to eat the seeds or to plant the seeds, it's not a yerek, it's kitnis. V'lo-holku bo'el achar shrosha. Kitnis we go after when it took root. The difference between whether the reason is because it grows on rainwater or irrigation, or it grows on last year's rain, the nafkamina will be these cases, where you stopped irrigating it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, v'likdon achar Rosh Hashanah, and you gather them after Rosh Hashanah. So now, which year is it? Okay? Normally, you go by a yerek after Lakita. Okay, because it grew from the irrigation of that year. It grows every day from what you irrigated that day. The chi homas nisan, the snamasech shvius, b'tzolim asrisim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili islei homas nisan, the kivin demona mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, nimtzu gedelim amei shana shavra. Right? That Rabbi Yosef Aglili will say, since I made it dependent on things that grew from the previous year's rain, and usually vegetables don't grow because of last year's rain. They grow constantly. But here, from the, whatever irrigation you give it, whatever rains come. But here it's not true, because here you stop irrigating it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. It can't have grown from the irrigation you gave it after Rosh Hashanah. You didn't give it any. So it must have grown from whatever was before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you don't go after Lakita. You go after, what's it called, the previous year. But according to Rabbi Akiva, they still grow, they still need to be irrigated. So if the difference between vegetables and other things is whether they need to be irrigated or not, this still needs to be irrigated. It doesn't grow only on rainwater. That's one way of learning. The Pirish Romoyim Meforesh Yipcha. But the Roman Rishonim learn differently. They learn the opposite. Rabbi Akiva islei homas nisa. Rabbi Akiva holds of this Mishnah that if you stop irrigating them for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the maaser is from the previous year. Why? Because then you're not irrigating them anymore. They're not growing on irrigation. They grew only on rainwater. You stopped irrigating them. Shemona ve'mayim shloshim yom v'tei Rosh Hashanah misasu l'shover. U'mefarish time of the Talmud Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi explains. Omer Rabbi Mona, Mikivan Shemona Mehemayim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Nasu Kebal. They become like a field that's totally dependent on rainwater, not on irrigation. Kolomer Zman Chiyuv LaMaisam Rosh Hashanah. The Heim Lo Nistapku Mikol Mayim, because they didn't live on irrigation water. Shem Mayim Shuvim Zeh Shloshim Yom. For 30 days you stop irrigating them. Ki imi made yishamim. So what did they live on? Only on rainwater during that 30 days. Yotzu mitoras yirokos sagdeilu makol mayim v'nichnasu mitoras soda abal demistabit me yishamim. The nafkamina between these two pshatim is when Rabbi Akiva said the things usually grow on irrigation, not only on rainwater. Does it go after what it usually is? Even though in this situation you didn't irrigate it. It only grew on rainwater, but since it normally grows on irrigation, they made the maaser from the coming year. Doesn't make a difference if it actually grew on only rain on irrigation or not. The second pshat says, Rabbi Akiva holds, it depends what actually happened. Normally it grows on irrigation, but if in this case you stopped irrigating it and it only grew on rainwater, then Archanami, it goes by the past year.
Why is 30 days like cold?
No, because it takes 30 days for it to stop growing from that thing. Otherwise, it'll grow into the coming year from the the water that came before, it didn't take effect till after Rosh Hashanah. 30 days is still the, whatever you do 30 days before helps, doesn't go into the tree till after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's why what's it called? That's the second pshat. Umisas and Meshavar. The darken shall be tzolim as frisim, who full ha mitzri, limnoa me maim shuvim, perak echad lefnei lekitasin, kadei lak shosan. Right, it's a derech of these things to stop irrigating them 30 days before they're ready to be gathered in order to make them hard. V'ficha chilkum chacham mishar yirokos. That's why the chachamim separated them from other vegetables. Vegetables, normally you go after lakita, but these vegetables, you go after what's it called, the hashrosha. Avashar yirokos she'en darkam bekach. Other vegetables, you don't stop irrigating. The normal way is to keep irrigating them. Then even if you didn't irrigate them, but these, since the derech is to do that, and you didn't do it, that's what's it called, then it's not a yerek anymore. Rashi now explains that all you need is what's it called, one irrigation helps for 30 days. Whatever irrigation you give will help for 30 days. So if you gave it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the water that you gave now is going to help for the next 30 days. It's not going to go into the yerek till 30 days. V'fichach im hishkom b'sof shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if you irrigated them within 30 days to Rosh Hashanah, nimtzei sashko azumo elis lahem b'shvias. Comes out that when did that irrigation take effect? During that coming year. Right? Didn't go in till the coming year. That's why they go after the coming year, not the past year. But if you didn't irrigate them for more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then whatever helped them was from the past year. Whatever irrigation it grew on was not during Shemitah, not during the year after Rosh Hashanah, but the year before. Since the irrigation doesn't take effect for 30 days, or it continues to take effect for 30 days, it's like growing from the irrigation. It's like you irrigated after Rosh Hashanah. So now it's growing from the irrigation of after Tishrei. But a regular yerek, you have to constantly irrigate, so whatever water you irrigated that day, that's when it finished. So whenever you gather it, that's the year of Maaser. And even if you didn't irrigate it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that's not the normal way of dealing with yerakos. So, batla daite. Doesn't make a difference. Therefore, the Rabbanan didn't make a difference whether if you actually irrigated it 30 days before or not by regular yerakos, but by the things where the derech is to stop irrigating it, there they said there's a difference between that and other yerakos, and there's a din of kidneys.